And you're going to ask me questions while I just start.
Welcome to the second series of the Kintyre Way podcast. In the previous series, my blind dog Jed and I walked the Kintyre Way and spoke to people along the route. In these episodes, we're branching out a little to speak to interesting people or visit interesting places in the area. In this episode, we hear from Argyle McMillan. Argyle has lived in Carradale for all of his 89 years and speaks about his childhood and the fishing that was the heart of the village in his youth.
Argyle McMillan from Carradale. I'm 89, passed in October. Left the school when I was 15. Quit no jobs at the fishing. Had to go to the forestry. And I hated that. Up, way up in the hill. Adders were hoaching adders. Oh, I don't like that, no. I was down the pier every night looking to see if I could get aboard the boat. And one night I went down. The guy said, he was looking for a boy, he wanted to go to the fishing. I said, when can you start? Now, I said. So that was the beginning of that lot. When the fishing first, you had to cook. But the guys or the crew helped you a lot. All herring then. All herring. Oh, it was all night fishing for the herring. Just when the sun was going away. Darkness coming and the daylight. You can nearly do what you wanted as long as you're... You know, you can be self-employed, but you had to work too and learn the trade, mend nets and splicing ropes, all this. It was a good job. Wasn't much money attached to it right now, but it was good. Everybody was happy, happier than they are now. It's nothing like what it used to be. There used to be 60 men, 60 or 70 men in the boats here. Nobody now. There's no herring. Nobody looking for herring. But, no. I don't know what the market would be like anyway if there were herring in it. It's all shellfish, prawns and scallops. It's not the job it was. I went to the Galbraiths. When I was about 20. I'm more than 20, 24 maybe. Bob and Alec. Mm-hmm. Bob was a character. A good fisherman too. Mm. And so was Alec, the brother. Huh? It wasn't all doom and gloom. There were laughs in it. And then in the summertime, the visitors coming, the boats would be packed with visitors going out for the night to see the herring getting caught. You wouldn't be allowed to do that now.
You're missing a couple of fingers.
That was the fishing. Aye. Just an accident. Well, it was a... The doors had... Keep the net open, came up. This was at the prawn fishing. And you hook the doors on and you you show it to slack up. Whatever happened is a poor kind of morning right now. A lot of wind in it. And the guy heaved up instead of slacking up. And hand it right through the glove. Never felt anything. No, never felt a thing. I had to take the gloves off. No finger.
Oh, my God. Was the finger still in the glove?
No. That was it.
Is that the only accident that you had?
That's the only accident now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. Up the glass in a helicopter. Well, I was a fisherman. Two brothers were fishermen. Everybody here was fishing. Well, more or less. Herring fishing stopped about the 1970s. It started to put it away then. Aye. Well, look, I was fishing the Kilbrannan and Sound here and round the Buck Island, and then went to the Hebrides in the winter too. And Isle of Man, in maybe June or July, and then through the, when the Forth and Clyde Canal was in it, the boats went down as far as Whitby, the herring. And I've never in eight now. Had to land. But the way the fishing is now, they kind of get crews to crew the boats now. It's all foreigners. Mostly Filipinos and Lithuanians. The young ones just didn't want to go to the fishing. Well, it's like a different job now than it was when the herring was in it. Herring was a great job. Mm-hmm. 6 men in every boat. Mm-hmm. Oh, from 45 to 55 feet. Aye. Oh, good boats. Stable boats. Some nasty nights right now. Nothing to worry about. Oh, the village was great when I was young. Aye. A lot of people in the school when I was young. The school was over beside where the shop was. Aye, a lot of kids in the school then. Tackety boots. Boots with tackets in them you went to school with.
All right.
And just ordinary shoes. Wore better. And then school dinners started. That was a good thing. Great food. The old woman that was cooking was a great cook. One of the buildings is away now. It was the cookery room. Aye. The teachers was okay, but then during the war, it only went half a day. The evacuees came from Glasgow. They went in the morning. And we went in the afternoon. There were all the RCs that evacuees that came. Maybe that's why. Roman Catholics. Maybe that's why. I don't know. They're their own teachers from Glasgow. They're all in different houses around the village. We had no room, we had a big family.
Got married.
Aye, that had to
happen. A local
lassie. That had to happen, aye. Aye. I was 29 then when I got married. Mm-hmm. That's the wedding. There were lots of... Aye. Aye. What are you going to do? Then what you did before, that's for sure. Well, she was from Arden. She worked in a hotel in Glasgow. I met her in Glasgow. Aye. So
what now? What's your plans for the next 10 years?
Nothing.
Quite right.
Up the Ash Bank.
Up to the Ash Bank. Couple of gins.
Oh, well, that's about all you can do nowadays, isn't it?
Thank you so much to Argyle McMillan for talking to me. For further information about the Kintyre Way, go to thekintyreway.com. Music for the podcast is by Strange Crazy.